Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, in a week that we're exploring how following Jesus makes us generous. To explore that, we looked at a story in the Bible where Paul went to a new town, found a woman named Lydia, a seller of purple goods, a wealthy woman who moved in wealthy circles, and he shared the good news of Jesus with her. She decided to follow Jesus, be baptized on the spot, and become a follower. She immediately turned the generosity around on others. She had received generosity from Paul. Now she was sharing it with others in her life, like Paul. She immediately invited him and his companion to her house and blessed them with the same kind of generosity she'd received. Then she shared this with her family, shared this good news of Jesus that she'd experienced and learned, and shared it with others as well. She paid it forward. She wanted her generosity to be a sign of her conviction and her conversion. It was a sign for people that she had received generosity from God and recognized it and wanted to share it with others. And I asked you yesterday if signs like that would be evident in your life. Is your generosity a sign of anything to others about Jesus, about God? And if not, why? And what can we do about that? And so today we're going to look at three ways that Lydia was generous and see if we can do that ourselves. Well, she generously opened her heart to listen to what Paul had to say, to this message of the good news of Jesus. She opened her heart to it. She was willing to listen to others. And even though she was a powerful, wealthy woman, it wasn't below her to listen to this traveling tent maker. So she was open to these challenging new ideas. And the question to explore, you know, is would you be open as she was, to challenging new ideas and opinions? Are you somebody who others experience as being open-hearted, having an open mind, being a good listener? Start by writing down or typing in on your smartphone some names of people that you haven't been very generous with your time, your thoughts, your opinions, where you've maybe just kind of shut them down and not listened. Write down some of those names now. Well, next we see her being generous with her possessions, with the things she has. She's been very blessed in this life. Now she's been even more blessed by receiving the good news about Jesus from Paul, who has sacrificed a lot, traveling around the Mediterranean, sharing this good news at great personal expense. He's not got a comfortable home to live in. He's just a traveler. And so what she does is she uses the comfortable home that she has to bless him. She's received generosity from God. She's received generosity from Paul. Now she wants to show generosity. So, would others describe you as being generous with your possessions and finances? If not, write down the names of some people who you haven't given to when they've needed something or when they've asked. Write down those names now. Well, the third way we see Lydia being generous is that the moment she receives good news about Jesus in her life that changes her, she immediately shares it with others. She doesn't keep it to herself and protect it for fear of how others will think of her or anything like that. She immediately takes the message she's generously received and generously gives it. She immediately realizes she can't keep this good news to herself, and it overflows from her into the lives of others, including her family, who are immediately baptized as well. So would others describe you as being generous with your faith, with the story that's transformed your life? Well, if not, write down some names of people who you've had opportunities to share your story with, to share where Jesus is part of that story, and maybe you haven't, for whatever reason, out of fear or something else, you haven't shared that story. Write down those names now. Well, your challenge for today is to write those three lists, those you've shut out, those you've not shared with, your possessions and finances, and those you've hidden your faith from. Pick one name from each list and plan a way to generously share your heart, resources, and or faith with them. Be great to discuss with your small group, your discussion group, who those people are in your life, and to get them to pray for you as you try to live this out. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as we all take time to pray and reflect together. Bye for now.